Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
Well, what I got is my mom's laptop here, and it won't turn off. Cannot turn it off. Tried to turn off the power, everything, it won't turn off.
All right, can I get the service tag?
Jesus Christ, I just gave it to you people. All right, express service code is 419. You got it?
I couldn't hear you very well. You're yelling very loud. 49, is that right?
Yeah, it's close enough. All I need to know is how do you turn this goddamn thing off? You know, your automated crap sucks, alright? And I think you suck, alright? Jesus Christ, how do you turn this fucking thing off?
Can I get the name on the account?
It's
alright, and the phone number is purchased that?
Why do you need all this? All I need to know is how do you turn the thing off?
I need to verify the owner of the system, sir.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The number is 72. Fucking goddamn people, I swear to God.
Okay, and your email address.
Why do you need that? You know you're upsetting the fuck out of me, alright? You fucking goddamn asshole. Look, goddammit, the fucking thing will not shut off. You understand that? I'm getting very upset about this. You know, I've spent about an hour trying to talk to you people on this freaking automated crap you got, and that's what's got me all fucking upset like this, all right? And if you didn't have all this automated crap on your goddamn phone system, then somebody would talk to a human. Do you know what a human is?
Yes, sir, I do, and I will...
You keep acting like a goddamn computer and keep asking me for these stupid questions when all I need to know is how do you shut this thing down? It says Windows is shutting down. It's been saying that since last night, alright?
You see the power button on it?
I've been pushing it for the past 3 fucking hours. It don't fucking do nothing!
Okay, hold down the power button for 10 seconds right now.
Well, Jesus Christ, you could have told me that. You know, you're not very freaking helpful. You know that? You're a fucking asshole. And you can put this in your fucking records, alright?
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, February 22nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, pandas are finally learning how to fuck like rock stars. Plus, mystical artifacts at the Polo Outlet store and hair painfully ripped out of little Indian girls' heads for our luxury weaves. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Look at us. We're back here. It's Monday, brand new week. I'm pressing my verbal dick against your hot and steamy asshole ear. That doesn't really make sense, but it does. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. That's how retards talk. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. Well, which one is it? Lance or Charles? Come on. My penis mouth is penetrating your stinky ass ear. Let me seed your hearing hole with comedy. Or whatever it is that I do. Yes, I do have a great program for you.
His name is Lance, but his name is Charles.
Oh, there's the retard that Madge Weinstein interviewed.
He was adopted too, but I was adopted too. I missed...
He was adopted too, but I was adopted too. His name is Lance, but his name is Charles. Someone should really do a study on the speech patterns of the unsavory. It's fascinating to me.
I missed your, brother. Are you watching this?
So her brother is named Charles and or Lance.
I missed your, brother. Are you watching this? Can you come back to me? Come on. Please, brother. His name is Lance, but his name is Charles.
Oh, that video is so good. Madge Weinstein just does an amazing job. She has a gift talking to the retards. I'll put a link on the show notes today so you can check it out. Good stuff. All right, at the top of the program here, you know, we've played a lot of movie trailers to racist films.
Nigger Lover, the movie they tried to stop.
so real, so violent, so brutally honest that only a few theaters dare to show it.
I don't know. Does Nigger Lover sound like a racist film to you? I'm on the fence about that one.
Nigger Lover, the movie they tried to stop.
All right. Yeah, I guess N-Word Lover would be one of those films. But did you know in the 80s, a mainstream movie starring Empty Nest Christy McNichols was produced and subsequently shelved in the U.S. because of fears that the movie was too racist. So it was really only ever shown overseas. That is, until the DVD release here in the States. The movie is called White Dog. It was made in 1982. It's technically considered a drama, however, I'm going to label it a dramedy, because the clips I'm going to play for you are hilarious. All right, the movie is about a, I don't know, racist poodle or something. Damn dog chews up a bunch of black people. Sounds like a winning formula to me. Anyways, the synopsis of the movie goes something like this. Young actress Julie Sawyer, played brilliantly by Christy McNichol, accidentally runs over a stray white German Shepherd dog one night. After the dog is treated by a vet, Julie takes him home while trying to find its owners. Then, a black rapist breaks into her house and tries to attack her.
TMB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's racist.
TMB.
My nigga, look at the nigga.
You racist pig.
TMB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
I think White Dog has retired from acting and is now a moderator over there at chimpout.com. He's one of the hosts of Chimpin' Out Radio. Anyways, back to the synopsis here. So the rapist breaks in, tries to attack her, but the dog protects her. So she decides to adopt the puppy against her boyfriend's wise wishes. Unbeknownst to her, you see, the dog was trained by a white racist to attack black people on sight. Well, comedy ensues. By the way, to all my African-American listeners, happy Black History Month. Ding! This is how we celebrate it. Alright, so I'm going to play some clips. This is actually from a fan-made movie trailer. Now, since this wasn't released in the U.S., there wasn't a proper movie trailer. But all of these clips are from the movie. This is not like a joke trailer or anything. The fact that I have to preface this clip by saying it's not a joke speaks volumes. Alright, here we go.
The man who owned it. How did he turn him into a racist dog?
It's simple. Find a black wino who desperately needs a drink, or a black junkie who'd do anything for a fix, and then pay them to beat that dog of yours when he was a puppy.
Well, so far there's nothing racist about this film. Hey, black cracky, I'll pay for your next fix if you beat the shit out of my puppy. Dog gnawing on a black man.
Now that dog has got to be stopped before he kills somebody. That dog is sick.
Then he should be cured.
There's nothing to cure, if you ask me. What? I'm not racist. It was a little joke. The dog's racist. Let's focus on the real enemy here.
And as a dog grew up, those methodical beatings by blacks planted that seed of fear in him. And that fear became hate, and that hate conditioned him to attack the color black.
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?
Here is the exact moment when the main character figures out that her dog is racist. Thanks to a wise old black man.
That's a white dog.
Of course he's a white dog.
I don't mean his color. He's called to attack and kill black people.
Dun, 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 dun. In reality, this movie should be like 10 minutes long. Just fucking shoot the dog already.
How I wanted to put a bullet in that son of a bitch.
Yes, this guy is onto something.
Then why the hell didn't you?
Because there's still a chance to cure him.
No!
Cure him? He just killed a man. There is no way you can cure that dog. I want you to shoot him now before he kills more blacks.
So you finally joined the club. A club of horrified people who raise holy hell about that disease.
Listen, the dog killed a man. An innocent black man. Even if you are able to rehabilitate the dog, no one's gonna want it. It's the same reason you'd feel uneasy about having a serial killer over for dinner. Even if he was quote-unquote rehabilitated. There's going to be some hesitation there. All right, so Christy McNichol finds someone who's willing to work with the dog.
I can't guarantee the result, but if I fail, I'll get another one. Or another, and another, and keep on working till I lick it.
You gotta lick it before you stick it.
I thought it was stick it. She says kick it. I always thought it was you gotta lick it before you stick it.
You gotta lick it.
I mean, we all know what she's singing about here. She's going to have her dog lick peanut butter off of her cunt, get it all wet, and then her Saint Bernard is going to fuck her. That's how she chooses to spend time with her white dog. All right, and just like an Old Yeller, things don't turn out so well for white dog.
That dog out of circulation.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of people sleep better tonight.
A lot of black people are going to sleep easier tonight. Caucasians were pretty much sleeping easy throughout the whole film. You're welcome, black people. We killed a racist dog for you. I'm going to go ahead and say that we are officially squared away now. We messed up with the slavery thing, but we redeemed ourselves killing that fucking dog. All right, moving on now. We have got a new U-tard, courtesy of DV listener Cock Lobster. Cock Lobster! It wasn't a cock! It was a cock lobster! Yes. Cock Lobster emailed me with a new tranny U-tard. Well, you know how much I miss Rebecca from Tranny Rec Radio. You know, the one that sounds exactly like me when I do my fake female voice. This is Rebecca from Tranny Rec Radio. I was trying to get a new pussy in Thailand, but they want to charge me more because I got the AIDS. All right, so we've got a new tranny here. Let's take a listen.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Please excuse me. Apparently, the damn webcam was showing four of me at one time in four boxes. What? Now, my husband told me to tell you, or Aaron, why the hell I'm drunk. Now, there's a few people out there in the world that I'm in love with that I can't have.
Listen, you have a husband, and now you're talking about people you're in love with? And you're a tranny. Can't something about you be normal? You're a man, but you decide to get a pussy because you feel like a woman. Then you get a husband, but you want to fuck other broads. And she's also, as you will find out in a little bit, into cosplay. It's like, come on. Can't you do or have something going on in your life that is normal? We get it. You're a unique spirit, but come on already.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm in love with brunettes that are short.
Listen to me. I'm in love with pussy. I had a dick, and now I got a twat myself, and I still want to lick cunt.
Fell in love with a girl who knows my YouTube very well. Mm. She goes by the name Tifa.
Thanks, Mabel.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's White Dog. You don't like the name Tifa, do you? Bad dog, get away! Get away from that black girl! Where is your owner at, huh?
I'm right here! I'm so sorry! Aaron Volk, bed! Down, Aaron Volk! Aaron Volk, stop it! Oh, that's a good puppy! That's my baby, Aaron Volk!
Mrs. Miller, you are the one who trained White Dog?
Say, Aaron Volk is my coon dog.
That is awful.
Aaron Volk just loves the taste of the jigaboos. All that fried, greasy southern cooking. Yes, you love their trans fatty skin, don't you, Aaron Volk? Good boy. This is Mrs. Miller. Toodles.
All right, there you go. Mystery solved. White Dog was trained by Mrs. Miller. I just love that when White Dog is angry and senses a black in the area, it's a very menacing bark, like a German Shepherd. But then when White Dog is happy, sounds like a fucking Lhasa Apso. All right. Retarded program. Why do you people listen to this? All right, we gotta just plow on through. Let's listen to a little more of the tranny.
Who wanted me to get rid of Aaron so I can have children with her?
So,
you know, I would have children with her with no question asked, but she has to bring it to my attention.
Okay, so this girl that the trainee is talking to wants her to break up with her husband so they can have kids.
Now,
a lot of tranny drama.
Another problem I have in this stinking world is I am drunk. No, mind you,
that's not a problem. Not in my book.
No, mind you, I'm in love with another girl who's a cosplayer who thinks she's everything in a bag of chips.
Sounds to me like she's describing Tifa, you know what I mean?
Karen said her attitude is toxic. Now, as Aaron said, the attitude is toxic. Now to Aaron, I am greedy, selfish, and self-centered.
No, I don't see that. Your husband might be onto something. Let's fast forward a little bit.
No, I was born with about a 12-incher.
Oh, right.
I know, 7 to 12.
7 to 12, that's quite a spread. You know what I mean?
I know.
I know everyone lies about their cock size on the internet, but usually they don't give you quite such a long range.
I know, 7 to 12, more like 12.
That's tranny measurements right there.
And I know how to make women happy.
With your 7 to 12 incher. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Avast, you piece of crap.
I don't know who that is.
No, I shouldn't talk about penises and vaginas.
No, please do.
The point is every person I'm in love with, they're taken. So,
you're married! Oh! Oh, excuse me. Sneezed. Yes, you're a married layman is what you are.
Oh, Aaron said.
You should not be looking for a pussy.
Stop tapping me on the head with that.
I shouldn't drink a lot of booze. Because he doesn't want to put me to bed because I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. I got business associates and everything else is pissing me off. Now, mind you, he emailed some people, posted some people, and everything else for me. See, this boy here knows what I want. I lost one girl who was the perfect girl.
Aaron knows how to treat a tranny.
See, this boy here knows what I want.
Yeah.
I lost one girl who was the perfect girl ever. A gamer.
All right, we gotta wrap this up. She's rambling on.
Point is...
Yes, let's get to the point. What is the point of this video?
Point is I have an Aaron. Aaron has me.
Yes.
And you...
Let's live in holy matrimony. It rhymes.
And you all genetic women can go kiss my butt because you don't want me because I'm different. Well, let the world cave in on you.
All right, the point of the video is... Fuck you, genetic women.
And that's one to grow on.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, Corey was back with a brand new episode of Butt Fudge Sunday. I posted a video cast. I didn't do a weekend program like I said I was going to, so instead, today we've got an extended program. I'm also going to be doing an extended show tomorrow as well, so it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, did you know that every single day, tens of thousands of Hindus make pilgrimages to the country's biggest temples? And did you also know they make special requests to the gods or give thanks for wishes granted? They give their thanks by giving their hair. They don't got no money, so instead, there's a process called tonsuring, which is where women who treasure their hair, who nurture it and condition it, keeping it free of dyes and bleaches and lice, shave off their head. They wet their razors, shave their head, and offer their locks to the gods. And in return, we Westerners steal it and make hair weaves for black people. Well, come on. In all of the hundreds of years they've been doing this, the gods have never once came to claim this hair. It's all just going to waste. In the past in India, temple hair was used to stuff mattresses. Ugh. But now that has all changed. When the hair extension industry kicked off in the Western world, temples found they could sell sacrificed hair to the middlemen of the hair extension industry for $200 to $300 per kilogram. The hair is then brushed and combed by hand at a factory before being shipped to the Rome headquarters of the self-proclaimed founder of hair extensions, David A. Gold. By now, its value has jumped to $500 a kilogram, or kilogram, as I call it. The color is removed from the hair and it's dyed a range of fashion colors before being sent to hair salons in more than 50 countries across the Western world. Women pay as much as $4,000 for a longer, thicker head of hair. The industry claims the situation is a win-win. The Indian women are able to make a sacrifice to the gods. The temple makes some money, which they claim they use to support pilgrims and community programs. And of course, the hair industry in the West has a new product to work with and happy customers.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hey, Timmy Boo, indeed. There are critics of the process. A British pop star named Jamelia or something like that, I don't know, has used hair extensions and at first was delighted at the look and the confidence they gave her. But then a British documentary team took Jamelia to India to find the source of her hair. Wow, they're really running out of ideas for British documentaries. After the hour-long documentary of the dude who fucked Airwolf the helicopter, it was all downhill from there. I mean, after you follow around a guy who wants to nail vehicles, everything else seems so tame in comparison. This British pop star was upset because she saw a small child losing her hair. As a matter of fact, that's what today's album artwork is, if you can see it. I hope you can. Some people are having trouble seeing the album artwork, others can see it just fine. All right, second story we have for you today. We've talked a little bit about panda porn before on the show. Scientists say showing sex-shy male pandas videos of other pandas mating ramps up their low libidos. It truly seems an enviable existence to be a panda. Spending up to 16 hours a day eating, 8 hours a day sleeping, and almost 0 hours moving. It sounds a lot like me, I gotta tell you. But during mating time, the panda's life gets a little more complicated. Most male pandas in captivity would rather lie around and chew bamboo than stand up and get busy. Again, this sounds eerily like my life. The mating time is generally not so long, sometimes several minutes. The shortest may be 30 seconds. I relate, said Zhang Zhi something, director of some sort of Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding. If they don't like the female's personality or the females don't like the male's personality, they won't mate. That's the biggest reason why in captivity the mating is difficult. While that may sound perfectly reasonable for humans, it's a problem when it comes to securing the future of the species. They don't understand that they're so close to extinction. Just fuck already! Pandas are known to be isolated creatures and poor breeders. Not a very flattering way to describe pandas. Xi and his team have tried a number of measures to try to cure the male panda of his woefully low libido, including showing videos of fellow pandas getting it on. I like my method better, where I just stand outside their cage and say, "Fuck already! Just stick it in her panda cunt and just drill her! Drill that panda pussy! Ugh, give it to her good!" Alright. In the privacy of their own cage, captive male pandas watch the sights and sounds of lovemaking on TV. Hopefully, they'll be aroused. Now, even more ridiculous is this next paragraph. Along with watching porn, pandas are doing sexercises, or specialized exercises to strengthen the male's hind legs and increase their stamina. Scientists have found that the combination of porn, exercises, and the occasional menage a trois to get young male pandas curious about sex have proved to be successful. Xi says that more than 60% of his pandas are now capable of having sex on their own, up from just 25% 20 years ago. Where's the religious right when we need them? We are raising a bunch of panda perverts. This is unnatural. Panda sexercises. Everything's ungodly. Who would have thought porn is saving a species? Huh. In recent years, record numbers of panda cubs have been born as a result of new mating techniques and improved artificial insemination methods. What a whole fucking production just to birth a panda. Inseminating a goddamn animal. All right, with mating season just around the corner, the mission for scientists is clear. Inspire the pandas to do a little less sleeping and eating and a little more getting it on. Bow chicka wow. All right, good luck with that, pandas. And finally today, now I've told you the story probably many times about when I went to the psychic and she was convinced there was a curse put on me and she was going to help me for free. I would just have to pay for the materials that needed to be special ordered from Africa. Some African tribe was blessing sticks and stones and shit that apparently the psychic needed to lift whatever curse was on me. All right, so that was a bunch of bullshit, obviously. She was scamming me. At least she had the common courtesy to make up a story, you know? Like, these items were coming from Africa, a mystical African village or something. Well, a Greenwich Village fortune teller is actually a fortune taker. In a suit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court, a woman says Sylvia Mitchell conned her out of more than $10,000 with schemes to cleanse her of impurities. Dane Chan only caught on to Mitchell's act after the psychic got her to fork over $9,000 for items from a Polo Ralph Lauren store. Oh, something is very wrong. You're in grave danger. Quickly, fetch me a pair of black label stretch gabardine pants. There's no time to waste. Oh, and if you want your mother to live past her 70th birthday, you'll pick up a linen cotton crested blazer as well. In navy. Do not come back here with a white blazer in your hands. They show dirt too easily. Back to the story here. During Chan's first visit, which was a $20 reading, she was told that she would live long and that her family was useless. All right. Chan, a restaurant worker, returned the following February, and for $60, Mitchell had her hold a crystal wand for approximately 3 minutes and again found that she would live long and that her family was useless. Mitchell allegedly then told Chan she urgently needed to start removing blockages to improve her life, a service Mitchell could provide for $500. A week later, Mitchell told Chan to make a prayer list with her desires and goals for the future, which was to be wrapped in 9 $100 bills and put into a jar filled halfway with water. What? And a dollop of spit. Please tell me this woman did not do that. Chan was instructed to put the jar under her pillow and sleep in a white nightgown for that week. A white Ralph Lauren nightgown. She returned to Mitchell, who grabbed the jar, ran it up and down Chan's body, and then disappeared. When she reemerged, the water was red. Dun, dun, dun. Which she attributed to the purged impurities and the red food coloring she poured in the jar when she went to the kitchen. Chan then asked for the cash back, but Mitchell refused to hand it over and told her she had to redo the ceremony again, this time with new $100 bills, or else her future fortune would not change. A week later, Mitchell called Chan in a frantic state, asking how much money she could put on her credit card because she needed supplies to finish cleansing her future. Apparently, all those supplies were readily available at the mall because the psychic went to a Ralph Lauren store for a clothes shopping spree, ringing up two $4,733 charges. The suit seeks $75,000 in damages. A woman answering the phone at Xena Psychic said the allegations are completely untrue. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, speak to me, freaks.
Hey, this is DV listener Greg. I feel that I must weigh in on the whole, is Tim gay, is he not? But I'm just thinking in a little different
direction. Why is this still up for debate?
I think that your listeners need to step back and appreciate this story as, similar to a Lost episode, or the entire series of Lost, actually.
It's a real mind-bender.
It's like one little mystery that's revealed.
It's a gender-bender.
You're not supposed to find out the answer. It's that mystery that makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to know specifically if you're gay or not, because it gives you that little sense of
I'm very mysterious.
A flair to the show where you don't exactly...
Look, chances are, if you approach me, I will fuck you, regardless of who you are.
You know what's going on. I mean, I'm sure you're
not
not
very picky.
You know, wholly incompetent, and maybe some of the bits and characters on your show and other things are your creation. Now, they're probably not, and you're probably just a fucking loser like we all think you are, but it's that mystery that helps us respect you more. You know, is Cheryl Murkowski real? I don't know. That's part of the mystery. It's like seeing the polar bear on the first episode of Lost.
How
what the fuck
you?
Is it? You don't know.
All right, we get it. We get it. It's all a big fucking... It's a mystery wrapped inside an enigma and a riddle and all that bullshit.
Timothy Rusty Ringpiece Henson. This is the luscious turd of shit calling in.
Hello,
I got a few things to say. First of all, I know you just moved to Columbus and people are telling you to go to Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Yeah.
I got to try them because they finally put one out here in Nevada, and I got to say, it's not all that great. I highly suggest you get your ass out here to the West Coast and try some In-N-Out because it is...
You know what? I did try In-N-Out Burger when I was there for the podcast thingy, the expo or whatever, many years ago, but I don't remember if the burgers were that good, actually. I like Five Guys. It was good.
Those burgers and those fries.
I had Culver's this weekend. Oh, if you guys don't have Culver's, I think it's a Midwestern thing. Very good.
Much
juicy,
better than
succulent butter burgers.
Shitty Five
Cheese
Guys.
Cheese curds.
Also, that Success Tuesday about the blueberry girl.
Well, yeah.
I got to tell you, I was in the break room at work while I was listening to that, and there was a girl sitting across from me
eating blueberries.
She had a blue shirt on and she had really nice tits. And that Sexistic Tuesday kind of got me hard. That's kind of a fail on that Sexistic Tuesday for me. And also,
I'll try harder tomorrow.
Poutine!
Yes, poutine.
Hello, Tim. I'm in the Olympic state of mind, and I was thinking a distorted view Olympics where you
shit slurping is a competitive event.
The half of a lung prolapse, Corey, and I don't know, Tone Deaf Sean all get together, but Tone Deaf Sean just gets strapped around a tree, and you all do horrible things to each other for points, but mostly to Tone Deaf Sean.
Oh, I see.
And you videotape it, you post it online, and I spend $5 a month to watch you rip off testicles.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. We'll get working on that.
Oh my god, I was watching the Jesus is a Friend of Mine song, and I noticed something incredible in it. I can't believe you didn't notice this, but I have that same Casio tone keyboard in it.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't notice that.
Hey, Tim, this is...
God, my listeners are just so retarded.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Freak Gangrenous Scrotum here, a.k.a. Lucas from Portland, Oregon, Underage Freak, and I was calling in because Dan from Texas never responded to my question about whether or not he was, in fact, my old geometry teacher. And I'm honestly curious, because I think this is the same guy. So, Dan...
Yeah, Dan, why don't you email me that answer? Because sometimes maybe he did reply via voicemail, and I just didn't get around to playing it. I don't know.
Timmy.
Curious, though.
Hey, this is a longtime listener and sideshow freak, Sean.
Good boy,
just
Sean.
Finally got around to it, but just downloaded all your archived stuff, and I'm starting with the very first episode.
Oh, what a treat.
Year one. And I've forgotten how short your show used to be.
Yes, it sounded a lot different, didn't it, actually?
Clips or whatever.
It's weird. Like, the whole tone of the show is different. And much, much more mellow,
but
I think, back then.
You should do just one time, just
what?
For some of us old freaks.
What?
Listening to you since
what
then.
What should I do?
You need to do a retro show where you play that old music in the background that you used to, not the stuff you have now.
Well,
I mean, don't get me wrong. You got a great show. I love the way your show is now. It's actually a little bit better. Like, okay. It's way better than what your show used to be. But
well, look, it's constantly evolving.
You go back, dude, and do a show with, you know, one of your regular three.
Well, you know, when I first started the show, I didn't have to really worry about, you know, what music I was using, because, you know, who the fuck was listening? So I would just use whatever I wanted in the background, and a lot of it is, you know, real music, I think. I don't really remember what music I used, but at some point I decided, I better get this royalty-free music. So, you know, if I want to, you know, put out CDs or something, or sell something, I won't have to worry about, music issues. Rights issues.
Timothy Sam Fucker Henson, constantly calling. Dan from Texas calling in.
Oh!
Hey man, just wanted to make a comment on the Dr. Bizarro porn clip you played today on the Thursday show.
Okay.
You know, I was listening to it and
yeah, I'm a little behind on the voicemails. These are from Thursday.
And I couldn't help but think about the women abuse public service announcements that you really, really like.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but think, man, this would make, like, a great reenactment for a fucked-up child abuse public service announcement.
Yeah.
It's just something funny that popped into my head.
I love that PSA of the father giving a speech at his daughter's wedding about the first time that he fucked her stuff. That's good.
Hey,
A++.
Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. You know what, Tim? You don't have to lie to us. I know that you're using the sex offender app on the iPhone to find dates.
You know what? I will. Did I tell you guys this? That sometimes I do think about, like, I'll pick out one person. Like, if I had to be raped by someone, who would it be? I try to pick out the most attractive sex offender. Sometimes it's tough.
Hey there, Tim. It's Groundskeeper Willie.
Yes, I recognize
that voice.
Right,
first off,
voice.
The sport I play, it's not disc golf. It's Ultimate Frisbee, which is like American football, but without any contact.
Yes, they also call it Frolf, I believe. Frisbee golf, right?
So the point is to get the frisbee into the other person's end zone.
Right.
And you score that way. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I was in the supermarket today, and I got this stuff called Pepsi.
You guys
water.
Have those over there in Scotland? Wow.
Supermarket today.
It's like you're real people living in a real civilized country.
And I got this stuff called Pepsi Raw. I'm not sure if you heard of it, if you get it in the States or whatever. But if you want me to send you some over.
Yes, I would love to try Pepsi Raw. I think I don't know exactly if it's the equivalent to Pepsi Natural, which we had for a while here in the States. I have a bottle of that, but I think Pepsi Raw is a little different. I don't really know too much about Pepsi Raw. If it's not too much to send it over, I would really appreciate that. That is as soon as I get my post office box. Damn it.
Hey, Tim, Jigu. Sideshow member Surly here.
Surly!
I wanted to shed a teensy little ray of light onto some of the stuff that Alexis K. Tyler was babbling about I guess that was the 218 show.
Apparently Surly is fluent in black.
So it seems like Alexis gets what she knows about, like, cultural history and science through some sort of filter of, like, romance novels and episodes of Buffy and the
really?
007 movie Live and Let Die or something like that. So the spinning. This was, like, a way watered-down part of what we know of voodoo rituals for summoning spirits. It's like an offering. Like, she takes the liquid.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, because at the beginning of the video, Alexis was, drinking whiskey or something and then spitting it out in all directions and stuff.
Out the symbolic consumption and then spits it out as an offering to it.
Or rum or whatever it was that she had.
There's precedent for, like, the blood of animal sacrifice being used to that. Alcohol was, like, watered down.
That would have been funny if Alexis just started chewing up her cat and spitting it out.
The ritual. But, like, cultural history would have it that there are rituals associated with this. You don't just do a shot of Jack and spit it out and summon a spirit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in any of this shit, but even if I did, she's doing it wrong. I was going to go into the reptile brain bit, too, the amygdala, the part of the human brain scientist.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that.
This message is too long as it is.
And Luciferian or something?
I have to say, Alexis is batshit crazy.
I know.
Take little snippets of culture and science and twist it around until it tastes like her own patented brand of cuckoo. Hope you enjoyed.
Interesting. I hope Alexis is listening so she'll respond.
Timmy, I just wanted to remind you to be prepared to receive the holy gay nigger seed.
Oh, yes, of course. Yet another racist movie quote.
Hey, Tim. Would you rather have someone call in and talk about the stupid poutine argument? Or would you rather have them call in and mention the screaming bunny?
The screaming bunny, because that gets people really riled up. I can't believe people got angry about that. I mean, that still drives. You don't understand how much that bugs the shit out of me. I was so disappointed in you guys, actually, the ones who complained about it, but whatever. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition. You've made me disappointed in you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email the show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Of course he's a white dog.
I don't mean his color. He's called to attack and kill black people.
Listen, this is very important. I want you guys to subscribe via iTunes. Leave us a comment. Rate us. Spread the distortion. On the show notes, there's a little retweet button so you can let all your followers know about the show. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. No.
Next message.
You are fucking asshole, motherfucker prostitute. You suck so many dick, motherfucker prostitute cocksucker. You are prostitute just like your mother.
End of message.